Section 63. Thou beholdest, O my God, thy servant who dwelleth in this prison house, wholly detached from any one but thee, his eyes turned in the direction of the dayspring of thy mercy, his heart longing for the wondrous manifestations of thy grace. Thou, O my Lord, hast reckoned up the ills that have afflicted him in thy path. Thou seest him compassed about with such of thy creatures as have transgressed and rebelled against thee, who have come in between him and thy loved ones, who have fixed his abode in this land and wronged thee, and who have hindered thy servants from turning towards thee. For all these things, I offer thanksgiving unto thee, O my Lord. I implore thee to assist me and them that love me to magnify thy word and to endow us with such strength that the ills of this world and its tribulations will be powerless to hinder us from remembering thee and from extolling thy virtues. Powerful art thou to do all things. Resplendent art thou above all things. Every conqueror is but a serf whom thy hand hath subjected, and the richest of the rich is as destitute before the immensity of thy wealth. The noblest of nobles is humbled when faced with the manifestations of thy glory, and the mightiest of potentates is a mere abject one when confronted with the compelling evidences of thine authority. Tear asunder, O my God, the veil of vain imaginings that hath obscured the vision of thy people, that all may haste towards thee, may tread the path of thy pleasure, and walk in the ways of thy faith. We are, O my God, thy servants and thy bondsmen. Thou art sufficient unto us, so that we can dispense with the world and all that is therein. We are wholly satisfied with all that hath befallen us in thy path, and exclaim, Praise be thou, in whose hand are the realms of revelation and of creation, and all the kingdoms of earth and heaven.